Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. The word sanctuary has a venerable history. From the time of Queen Elizabeth Woodville, it has allowed politically controversial individuals a safe haven from persecution. The sanctuary movement of the mid-1980s was designed to do just that, but for the poverty-stricken campesinos and Indians of El Salvador and Guatemala during the infamous Dirty Wars in Central America. It began when the Reagan administration refused to grant political refugee status to El Salvadorans or Guatemalans fleeing persecution in their country, despite the fact that U.S. military aid greatly exacerbated the violence. In 1981, in an effort to aid the refugees and to shame the U.S. government into changing its immigration policy, the Reverend John Fife and Jim Corbett, among others, began bringing Central American refugees into the United States. Through a network of churches, they set up safe havens or sanctuaries for the refugees, hiding them from the INS, who would almost certainly deport them otherwise. But by 1985, the FBI and INS caught on, and they infiltrated their churches with spies and brought Fife and 10 other leaders of the sanctuary movement to trial. They were convicted and served probation sentences for up to 5 years. But several of the churches, including Southside Presbyterian, took the United States government to court. In a surprise victory, the churches won the lawsuit on the basis that the state had no right to send spies into the church. In this case, we weren't practicing civil disobedience, said Fife. When a government refuses to follow its own statutes, it's up to civil society to protect the democratic system. Beyond any reasonable doubt, these were asylum cases, he said. But perhaps Fife's actions can best be understood by someone like Luisa Oranella, who was offered sanctuary in Fife's church as she fled El Salvador in 1981. When I think of all the people who helped us, they were like saints. They risked their lives to save ours. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.